IBM is dismantling its popular remote work policy this week, giving many workers the choice of relocating to the nearest office or leave the company altogether.
Dun dun.
This is particularly surprising as IBM has been a pioneer in remote work for both employees and customers for the last 30 years.
Ha! So 2 months ago, everyone was like, oh my God, they're calling the marketing people back, right? 2 months ago, they canceled remote work for, I think, marketing staff. And that was
and
just
now it's everyone, we
to
think?
See how mad everyone got, I guess.
It says thousands of workers in the Wall Street Journal article.
Don't they have like they have 380,000 employees.
Check this out from the article. This is a move that they say will improve collaboration and accelerate the pace of work. We all know how well that worked out for Yahoo. We're against this, obviously, right?
Yeah. You know, remote work isn't for every company.
Maybe not. You know what I think happened? So this is what I thought about Yahoo, and this is what I think about IBM, is that they're not having remote work. They're having telecommuting. And the distinction is that remote work is like what Wade was talking about. We're a company that has no office. We just meet up in Slack rooms, and that's the company. And then we collaborate and work there, and everybody works. Telecommuting is you got a team of people. There's 13 people on the team. And one of them says, oh, God, I really would like to move to Tennessee. And they're like, okay, fine. You move to Tennessee. The person moves to Tennessee.
Right.
Meanwhile, the team of 13 is disbanded. That person is sort of assigned to a new team, but they're still in Tennessee. Nobody really knows who they are. Nobody gives them any work. They kind of start coasting. Eventually, you wind up with a company where a large proportion, let us say, if not all, of the remote workers are not actually doing anything. And people start to get concerned. They're like, I do not see butts in seats. How shall we get any work done? I do not see the people.
Yeah, they're not doing anybody any favors with that because, for one thing, they're enabling their poor workers in these tragic moves to Tennessee, and that's
tragic.
Sad. That's really.
Well, didn't want to mean to pick on Tennessee. It could have been Kentucky or anything. No. Anyway, yeah, so it is possible that they actually kind of smelled around and realized that just that these few telecommuters were just not that productive, and it wasn't because of lack of supervision. It was because telecommuting doesn't work if the whole institution is not committed to being online and working with the telecommuters and not just sort of bringing them in via video conference, but getting everybody on video conferences all the time. That's what works. And so it's not their fault. But anyway, I can see how it didn't work.
It can't be an accommodation, right? It has to be central to the way you do it.
Exactly.
And I agree with you.
That's a good word.
Maybe this is, I'm not usually too cynical, but is it cynical of me? So that, you know, the headline, the change comes as IBM copes with 20 consecutive quarters of falling revenue and rising shareholder ire over chief executive's pay package. There's a part of me that can't help but wonder, right? You've got a company that's financially, the margins aren't good, the revenue, the profit's not good. And on top of that, you got a CEO who people are griping has been overpaid. That's a pretty awkward moment to start firing tons of people. Like, is it cynical of me to wonder?
Oh, you could just be like, this way we can accidentally fire them.
Right, we didn't just can everybody while the CEO got a big pay package. Yeah. We're actually just trying to reorganize in a more efficient way. Like,
that's
these
even
people
more
all
cynical
quit.
Than my thing, Jay.
These people all quit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's not what's happening.
You could just require everybody to do 30 sit-ups every morning and then you get even more people to quit.
Is that something you've been thinking about a lot? Because I don't love where you're going with the whole excerpt.
I'm just thinking, you know, there's all kinds of ways to make the workplace unpleasant so that people quit.
So in conclusion, IBM, you were wrong.
Super wrong.
The other way
Super
you were doing
wrong.
It before or even better.
Yeah.
And stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumb.
Wait, do they all have to move to Armonk, New York?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear it's pretty there. So
only because it's like essentially a cemetery.
Is it?
I mean,
is it like
there.
An Indian it's burial a, ground kind of thing? Or
no, it's just like absolutely silent and beautifully landscaped. The whole Armonk.
I don't know if I've been to Armonk.
Really?
It's like
have
a river
right next to Connecticut.
It's a river town, isn't it? No, it's not the Rye side. It's the other side, isn't it?
It's all the same.
I live near Rye. I think
it's all New England.
Anyway, do we have any more news?
We're against IBM. This will fail.